I wouldn't let go of things until they were 100% perfect, and I wouldn't hand things off unless someone could do it 100% perfect. And what I realized is that not only was that holding me back, but I was stealing people's future from them.
Salon owners are some of the most amazing people on planet Earth. The only problem is sometimes their hearts are so big and they give so much of themselves to their staff and guests that it creates unintended consequences. Our goal is to change the industry by elevating the way the rest of the world sees salons, spas, and barbershops and give it the credibility that it truly deserves. This is the Salon Owner Evo Revo Show. What is going on, everybody? It's Jason Everett, and I'm hanging out here. What's up, Doug, with Mr. Doug Campbell? What's going on?
How's it going? Just Dude. Hanging out. It's a beautiful day down here.
Hanging out. It's a beautiful day. I'm out here in California. Doug Campbell is out in Pensacola, Florida. I'm up in NorCal. And today is the Evo Revo episode number one. Dude, Doug, congratulations. Welcome to our very first podcast episode. So good to have you on today. I went for some knuckles. I didn't even get some knuckles back. What's up, man? I want to make sure I got some knuckles out of this deal. Anyway.
All right. Let's get this
episode one knocked out. And by the way, do me a favor and let us know. If you're on with me live, do me a favor and say live in the chat and comment where you are on the podcast from. I'd love to know if you're on with us live on the video or if you're listening to it. I just appreciate having you on here today. If you guys don't know, Doug Campbell and I have created a program about four years ago now called the High Performance Salon Academy. And we created it all around the idea that as salon owners, right, is that we think that salon owners get a lot of flack in the wrong direction. In fact, we think that the rest of the world doesn't view salon owners as well as they need to. And our mission with the High Performance Salon Academy and the Salon Owner Evolution Revolution, and now the Salon Owner Evolution Revolution podcast, easy for me to say, right, is to elevate the way the rest of the world sees the salon and spa industry. So if you think about that for a second, right, is that so many people are like, well, doctors, lawyers, attorneys are great, but what about salons and spas? And never before in the history of time have we been in a better place to take advantage of what's going on. Because believe it or not, the evolution revolution, we said, look, a lot has changed in the last 5-10 years. But then now, with all the stuff that's going on, Doug, a few more things have changed, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of things have changed recently. But I tell you what, when you set up right, I mean, the people inside our group are so excited.
Yeah.
Which sounds weird right now. I know that sounds weird to a lot of people. But to move that mission forward coming out of this, people are going to look at salon owners and go, what the what?
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to making right decisions, set up ready to take advantage of this, because you can't control things that happen to you, but you damn sure can control how you respond to them. And that's what this group is doing, is responding appropriately to seize the opportunity. There's always opportunity. Anyway, yeah, I think it's about to shoot us forward, you know, with the revolution significantly, because we've just got an opportunity to really get some recognition here.
Yeah,
about what we're.
And over the last couple of weeks, I mean, now we're kind of 3 weeks into some level of quarantine here in the U.S. We have Canadian clients. We have clients from all over the world. We've been really doing a lot to make sure that we're rolling up our sleeves and serving salon owners at 1,000% of what we were doing before. And what we started doing is we brought in CPAs, we brought in attorneys. In fact, one of my favorite compliments we got last week, Doug, is somebody in the academy said they went to their banker, handed them their financial package, because we've been prepping for this for weeks, and they turned in their financial pack to make sure they applied for aid. And the banker said, like, what is going on? Why are you this prepared? I wish everybody was this prepared. And it's because we've had bankers and CPAs inside of our academy, Canadian CPAs, US CPAs, and we're making sure that people are prepared for what's going on. And what we started doing, we actually did this 1 week after all this came out, is we did a training called Stabilize, Organize, Capitalize. Because I really do believe, we just did this on another call where we did a goal remix, right? Everybody's goals have changed, and now all of a sudden you want to know how to do it. We have literally gotten into a place now where the people inside our High Performance Salon Academy are excited about their future, and they're building a plan to not like survive this time, but actually go above and beyond, thrive, and have their best year they've ever had. Because as soon as salons get reopened, Doug, as soon as they get reopened, they're going to be slammed 24/7. Like, as soon as your salons can reopen, I have no doubt you're going to have a backlog of guests beating down the door even after you're closed to try and sneak a haircut in. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. And I want to go back to put an exclamation point on something you said just a minute ago.
Totally, man.
It was the owner of a hair salon that walked into the bank.
That's right.
Most prepared out of any other business in that community. It was the owner of a hair salon
That's right.
That had their crap together. I mean, that's... That's cool. So
yeah, if you think that's a big deal, do me a favor and in the comments say hashtag Salon Strong, because that's it, right? Is that we want to beef up salons in such a good way that they are leaders of the community. They are leaders in their industry. If you think you're leaders, type in the word leaders in the chat. And by the way, if you want access to any of our tools inside our High Performance Salon Academy, we've got some free community resources. The people that are in our paid community, they are just killing it. We're doing daily support calls for them. Just comment with the word community and we'll send you out some information about how you can get plugged in with our community. If you're a commission salon looking to grow and maybe you're in a little bit of a panic mode, you want to get rid of the panic and go into planning, do me a favor, comment with the word community and we'll make it rock. We also have a free community too you can get a part of.
Yeah, I was going to mention one other thing that came to mind. It's like we are actively taking over chambers of commerce
in cities
all the way across the country.
Yes.
Because our people are going in and said, look, yeah, I'm gonna help you organize a eat, drink, and shop local campaign. Yeah. And so those things are popping up everywhere and they're led by salon owners. It's the salon owner step of all the business in the community. You got chambers of commerce going, oh my God, such a great idea. So well thought out. And it's like, but it's coming from saying this is the opportunity where people really start to see things differently. Because I think some of it, you know, salon owners need to look in the mirror and look at themselves and say, I am that person.
That's right.
And I've got all this that I can give my community and start being that person in a bigger way than they ever thought possible. Yeah. I think that's probably one of the biggest things people are seeing themselves in something they didn't believe was possible 3, 4, 5 years ago, mm-hmm. some of them 6 months ago. And it's like now then they're seeing this thing that's because it is. It's possible.
It's completely possible.
If you don't
believe
it's possible, it ain't going
to
happen.
Yeah. And I want to go back to this because I want to give you some good ideas. I mean, yes, we're talking about cool things that we've been doing, but hopefully you're extracting some good ideas. You know, some of our clients were some of the first people to go out there and create, you know, some of these like ways to make money. They started doing, you know, some root touch-up kits, which again, is controversial. Some people are saying do it. Some people don't. It doesn't matter. What we're trying to pay attention to right now is what can we do to keep you focused and keep you moving on and getting strong. We're now starting to do a lot of salons inside our program are doing gift card sales that are giving back and benefiting people inside the healthcare space where it's like buy a $100 gift card and you can get a $5, $10, or $20 gift card donated to a healthcare professional. We're doing a lot of challenges and contests that we're doing online with all of the salons. And we're doing masterminds on a weekly basis where they're sharing ideas with each other and all of the community. It's like creating this snowball and this ripple of creating positivity. And I've been seeing some of these other places out there. People are like, well, how do you stay positive and what can you do to keep on track? And I'm like, that's not what's happening in our community. It's not how do you stay positive. It's like literally how do you hold on to this rocket ship of what's going on right now? Because, you know, Doug, you were mentioning it in this last call is like this is the greatest gift ever is this pause button. You want to talk about that of like what kind of things you can do when your salon is, quote, on pause and the doors are closed? Oh, no. What can you do that's good?
Right. It's a time to all those little things that you needed to fix, all those little tweaks you needed to do in your business, refine the things that you needed to change. This is an important one. The things you need to change to increase your profitability.
That's right.
To sit down and analyze what those things are and then implement that because this was an upset. It was a break for everybody. And so when things come back and they're not exactly the same, no one's going to notice. It's not going to be a big deal. So now's the time to really clean it up so you're probably, and that you're serving your clients better. What are the things that you can do that's going to make your salon stand out, that's going to help you serve your clients better? Because that's the thing. People, you know, one of my friends said, we're having a conversation. I brought something, you know, like five businesses, whatever. And he said, you know, you're always selling. It's like, well, I don't think I'm always selling. I think I'm always helping.
Yeah.
I think so. That's an important mindset.
It's a big difference.
Right. I've got things that I truly believe is going to help make your life better. So I think it's fundamentally wrong for me not to share that with you.
Right.
And so on the other side of that, I got to make sure that what I'm offering is fundamentally making people's lives better.
Yeah. Probably a good idea.
So in the salon, in the restaurant, you know, in real estate, whatever it is, you know, putting that thing out there that you're always helping people find better solutions to the issues that they have in a day. That's the love and abundance versus fear and scarcity. Fear and scarcity is when you're chasing after people for their money and they can sense it, or whenever you're out there helping them.
Yeah. And I want to just say this too, is that one of the things we've really been talking about inside our academy is now is not the time to sell to your salon guests. And I know that sounds weird. Like, you know, people are like, well, what do you mean I'm not supposed to be selling? I thought you said, Jason, we're going to be making money. Well, here's what I want to say is it's not about selling right now. It's about serving. So if you're busy out there and you're putting on all these like, hey, please buy from us. And you're begging your clients and customers for money. That's not the direction we want you to go in. What we want you to do is serve your community like you've never served before. Create these programs locally with your Chamber of Commerce. Tell your salon guests, here's how we can serve you. We're advising people to make personalized phone calls to all their guests and say, what can we do? Can we help you with a porch pickup? Can we get to retail delivered to your house? What can we do to serve you better? And use the time that you have now to beef up your serving of what you can do. Maybe it's the time to create online booking where you haven't had online booking before. Maybe it's the time to build out that marketing structure and strategy. Maybe it's the time to build out that Facebook group and community that you've been always talking about. Or just build that email database that you wanted to make sure you could text your clients. There are so many tools. I was just on with John Harms from Millennium and Mevo 2, and he was talking about, you know, whether you switch to his software or any others. No endorsement here for that, but I'm just saying, if you switch over, like maybe you've been wanting to, you know, switch over software, bring in a new tool, or, you know, revamp a commission program inside your salon, like now is the time to do those things, now more than ever before, because this pause button has been given, right, Doug?
Yeah. I mean, now's the chance. You got time to give it because everybody's not behind the chair being busy or dealing with customers on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So identify what those things are and then put a plan in place. And if you have a leadership team, and please, if you have a salon business, you need to have a leadership team, trusted people that are on your side. Sit down with them and brainstorm. Don't try to come up with all of it yourself. You know, work with your team about how can we improve things? How can we make things better? You know, how can we make the business more stable? How can everyone make more money this year? And how can we serve better?
Yeah.
It's bringing that team together. Cause sometimes, you know, people's like, oh, well, you know, I'm not behind the chair. I'm already working so hard around my bit. I'm just overwhelmed. It's like, well, who in your business can help you? If you don't have that person, maybe that's one thing you need to do is plan out who am I going to hire in my space or who am I going to promote to help me? So it's not all me. Cause I remember when we first opened our salon, I was everything. I was the janitor. I was the handyman. I was HR. I was the whole nine yards. I mean, the spreadsheet I had for payroll. Yeah, I wasn't even using QuickBooks or anything for payroll. I was doing a spreadsheet.
Yeah. By the way, if you were a one man band or a one woman band, would you do me a favor? Type in the chat if you do it all yourself. Type in one man or one woman band. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, and the only way to get, you've got to start to hand those things off. And it's okay. This is something that was very, very important for me is that it's okay if other people don't do it perfectly right away. That was a little program that we do called Little Voice Mastery. I did it with, or Jason did it with me, did it for me, or he facilitated it, however you want to say it.
Yeah. Did it with you.
Yeah. So one of the things I realized is my perfectionism. And if you saw my desk, you wouldn't think that because it's a little bit of a hot mess, but I know where everything is. But is it, I wouldn't let go of things until they were 100% perfect. And I wouldn't hand things off unless someone could do it 100% perfect. And what I realized is that not only was that holding me back, but I was stealing people's future from them.
Ooh,
and what I mean by that is...
That was good.
Yeah. If by me not giving them opportunity to do it not perfect, to stumble through it to begin with, that I was robbing them of being able to grow and grow into that space. So whenever I learned to get out of that way and be okay with that, and the really cool thing about it is now some of those people do what... They do it better than I ever did it. So I want you to hear that. It's like things that I didn't trust people doing in the first place now do it better than I ever did it because I was okay with them not doing it perfect to start off with. So that's a huge thing. It's the only way you're going to grow because there's only so much time in a day. And there's only so much noodles up here. You got to use some other people's stuff.
Totally. And by the way, we have a rule inside our company in the High Performance Salon Academy. We have an 80% done rule. And I know that sounds a little crazy. And some of you guys are going to get glitchy as soon as I say this, right? Is that we have a rule that says when something gets done at an 80%. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd love to have things more than 80%. But we ask the question if we're working on something. It could be a recap video. Could be the podcast. Could be anything else that we're working on. Is if we get to the point where we're like, you know what, that's 80%, we need to put it out. Because especially right now more than ever with all of this, you know, global pandemic and all the stuff that's going on with this, and I even hate even saying it like that, but like with all of these things going on, what I'm noticing is that we're cranking out more content than ever before. We're cranking out more tools, more resources, more things. We're doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on what we're doing to serve our clients. Because again, just like I said, it's not about selling right now. It's about three things. Number one is you want to serve your clients and double down on who you serve more than ever. Number two, you want to offer additional support. So notice, I didn't say serve and then ask for a sale. I said serve and then offer support. So right now, like I said, we've been doing all these banker calls, CPA calls, we've been doing all these support calls. We're serving. And then if people want additional support and they want to figure out, you know, like, hey, if you want to catch our support training that we're doing or anything like that, and yes, there's fees for some of those things, but if you want to do it, it's just offered up. It's a very gentle thing. And if you do that well, people will actually buy from you instead of you having to sell. So inside the salon, it's the same way, right? Is you want to be in a spot where you're offering, you're serving really heavily, then you're offering them additional support. What can I do to help at home? Like, I know this sounds crazy, but how can you, like, I just saw Doug, I don't know if you, I didn't mention this to you till today, but James Cooper, a mutual friend of ours, sent me this thing, and he said he was attending a virtual summit, and one of the classes in the virtual summit is called How Do You Cut Your Spouse's Hair on Quarantine? That's literally one of the breakout classes. And I'm like, how great is that? Like, you know, somebody out there is going, look, I'm going to show you how to cut your hair until you can come in the salon and we'll do it for real. But like, let me at least show you how to make your children not look like, you know, it's, you know.
Yeah, Sean just did a great one on braiding. I think a real simple braiding, walk people through, you know, hacks on how to use hairspray differently. Yeah, there's a lot. So I know some of you probably think right now, well, we're closed. How in the world am I going to serve anybody?
Yeah.
You serve them by reaching out and giving them hot tips. And if you know other things that don't have to do with hair, have to do with life, have to do with, you know, helping people just get comfortable.
Self-care could be self-care, anything else, right?
You know, lead a meditation group, you know, do something where you're serving your people. And so, you know, we got things that if it's like, hey, we know you're running out of stuff. You can't get stuff. Amazon's not shipping anything but the main stuff right now. So if you need something, let us know, and we will get it, and we will bring it to your house. We will make sure that you have it. So, you know, if that's something that you need, because we got people with time on their hands, that's, even if you're in lockdown, that's considered an essential thing. It's a delivery. So,
yeah, delivery is still essential. And I think, you know, I just want to say this, because I think there's two ways. I think people can, you know, lay on some hate and say, look, as they're watching this video, and who knows, maybe there's other people outside the industry who are trying to figure it out. Everybody just says, look, stay home, don't do anything, get everybody on lockdown. I don't mean to get in a big giant debate on this right now, because it's not going to do anybody any good. But my point is that I want you to look for the opportunities that are gifted in this time. And you might think I'm crazy, and there's going to be a certain amount of people who hate this just because I said that. But I want you to look for the opportunities, because you can either decide to serve really heavily right now. There are so many people that are in need, so many people that need some help, and it could just be that they need you to put out a video that's just some encouragement. Maybe that you as a salon owner call up your local personal trainer who is not working right now, that it happens to be one of your clients, and say, hey, could I pay you to come in and do a fitness class for my team this week and do it on video? I've already got Zoom set up. You can just come in and I'll pay you to run a personal training class. You know, I there was a guy a couple weeks ago that I just did that exact same thing with. I was going to an event, and you know, I would normally host this big house party as an after party for this event, because I love, Doug and I have hosted this house party for this group for about a year now. And we hosted this digital house party as an after party. And I brought in an entertainer, because I had talked to him on the phone, and he'd said, Jason, every single one of my gigs had canceled, because he's a live musician. And I said, well, dude, can I pay you to come and do this live gig? And he came and did the live gig. Dude, so I want you to hear this ripple. So I paid him to come do the live gig. And there were people in that group that were potentially open to booking him for other live gigs, because he can now go internationally, which is super cool. And then guess what happened? He was so inspired by doing that live gig, he went on Facebook Live that same night. And he just said, hey, I'm going to do these as much as I can. He put a digital tip jar out there. He actually had people give him digital tips that set him up for the next couple of weeks, all because he was inspired by looking for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think I want you guys all to hear this is like, look, I'm not going to create and endorse and say you have to do it this way. And we don't do that in the academy. We don't say this is the only way to do it. We just give you ways that you can do it, and you can get creative and innovative and start brainstorming with other salons in a mastermind. And all of a sudden you start coming up with that other ideas that you try. And here's the thing. It either works or it doesn't. And that's okay. Right.
Right. You know, one of the things that we talk to our clients all the time about is if you can get up in the morning, you've got a choice. You can sit there and say, what am I grateful for and what are my opportunities today?
Yeah.
Or you can say, what sucks about today and what sucks about life? Totally. I guarantee you, same person doing those, you're going to have a different day.
Yeah.
And you've got a choice of how you're starting that off, because it's easy, especially right now. You turn on the news in the morning and you can go into what sucks about life right now. Mm-hmm. Or do you say, who do I have more time? Who can I spend more time with? There's little people running around. I've got the chance of a lifetime to bond with them. This be something they could remember for the last. So was it time I was home and mom and daddy just were horrible to me because they're just screaming at me all the time? Right. Or did we go do some super special stuff? Did we learn things about each other that we had never learned before? Did we take advantage of the opportunities? And so that they see, if your kids see you being positive and approaching this positive way, you're going to help them overcome things in their future. You have no idea what this could do to their future.
That's right.
Because they saw you take this huge thing and move through it the right way, and you taught them how to do it.
Dude,
I mean, that's huge.
So
and
good.
That's, I'm sorry, but that's an opportunity. I mean, people get weird about that. It's like, it's okay to, you get to choose how you deal with it.
Yeah.
You can't You can't choose what's dealt to you, but you can certainly deal with, or you can choose how you deal with it.
That's right. And I just would say, to take on what you just said, Doug, is you either choose to look at the opportunities right now, or you choose to look at the obstacles. And I hope you guys heard that. Somebody do me a favor, type that in the chat. You either look for the opportunities or you look for the obstacles. Because I know there are people right now, and you know them, they're in your life, and they're hopefully not you because you're watching this show, right? Is that you can be somebody who looks for the opportunities. And I don't mean opportunities to take advantage of somebody or opportunities outside of that. I'm saying for opportunities for you to serve more than you've ever served before. And if you look for those opportunities and say, you know, and I was going to do a whole post on this, Doug, and I still might, right? Where it's like, you know, here's one way to look at it. Oh God, my kids are at home. I can't do this. I can't do that. Or, you know, I got to create this weekend. I was telling you this on an earlier call. I got to create a theme park in my entire house. We created a little roller coaster for my, you know, 3 and 6 year old, put them in a laundry basket in front of the TV and took them on a little roller coaster ride all through the house. We set up all these things and, you know, put all this stuff around the house. And my kids loved it. They were like, Dad, that's the best, most creative thing. By the way, stolen from somebody else online that shared their idea with me, right? And I was like, that's fantastic. How do you get inventive as a parent? And that's the coolest I've ever been as a dad, was that moment with my kids. Not because I actually took them to a theme park, but because we made one at the house. And I really do think that the gift you get right now, and I hope you guys hear this, is time. So if you guys have enjoyed this very first episode of the Evo Revo Show or the Salon Owner Evolution Revolution podcast, would you guys do me a huge favor? Would you honor Doug and I? We're going to be putting out more content, more information like this as soon as we possibly can. We're going to be creating a weekly show with weekly content. Do me a favor. If you want access to more information about the podcast, do me a favor and comment podcast in the section below. We'll show you how to subscribe to the podcast. You can get access to that. And the last thing I want to say is if you want access to more of our information about how to join our Salon Owner Mastermind and join with what it is we are doing to help create salons to create the best year they've ever had, do me a favor and comment with the word mastermind. Doug, anything you want to say as we're closing, man?
Just look for the opportunities. I mean, it's out there. I mean, our mission is to change it. We're doing one salon at a time, and we're just having a hell of a time doing it. So just grateful for you, Jason, grateful for all the people that are working with us. And, I wouldn't be in this place without all that in place.
Appreciate you guys. Love you all. Thanks for listening to the Evo Revo podcast. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe, leave us a review, and you can always get more information, including show notes and the video episodes at evorevopodcast.com.